Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are turning to flexi schools as an alternative for secondary education. Designed to help kids that have been left behind by the mainstream education system, the more personal and informal approach is gaining traction. Dr. Marnie Shea, Senior Research Fellow at the University of Queensland, has experience teaching flexi schools. She explained to Breakfast producer Rachel McDonald what a flexi school is.
Flexi schools are commonly known as schools that support young people who've been disengaged or excluded from mainstream school settings. And there's an array of flexi schools happening out there, and they can be called alternative schools or alternative programs. And some are short-term, and the aim is to get young people back into mainstream, and others are long-term, so they're offering an alternative to completing school in a setting outside of mainstream.
So where are these schools, and why don't we really hear about them that much?
Yeah, so they're everywhere. They're popping up all over Australia. It's a growing sector, and I think, you know, it's a growing sector because there's growing numbers of young people who are finding that mainstream school is inaccessible for them. So either they're pushed out or formally or informally excluded, or they just aren't into what mainstream school has to offer. Why don't we hear about them? That's a really good question. I don't know if I have the answer to that. So my background is I'm a teacher and youth worker. I've actually worked in a number of flexi schools, and I'm now a researcher, so I get to, you know, continue my work with flexi schools in a research capacity. Yeah, I suppose my guess is that they're schools that offer a place for young people who have lots of things going on in their lives. So, you know, they might be experiencing homelessness or alcohol substance misuse. There are a lot of kids in care under the department. And so because of the complexities, I'm not sure people feel comfortable maybe talking about what they're doing and what role they're playing.
So Indigenous students are quite overrepresented in flexi schools. Why do you think that is? Do you think there's cultural factors or it's more of a sort of economic thing?
Well, there's two things, and I am Aboriginal, so I'm speaking from an Aboriginal perspective as well. I think the first thing is, you know, the Close the Gap agenda. That there's been a lot of great changes in schools around the country around doing Indigenous education, but there's still a long way to go in changing how the system works to support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids in schools. So I think there's two things. There's mainstream schools still aren't doing Indigenous education very well in lots of ways. And then the second thing is what happens in flexi schools and how flexi schools work, I think aligns very well with us culturally. So there's a huge focus on relationships, on community. And from my experience, being an Aboriginal teacher in the schools and also, you know, working with lots of Indigenous kids and young people in those settings, the feedback is that, you know, this works for us very well. We like that it's informal. We like that we don't have to call teachers by their second name and things like that.
Do you think that there are any ways that, I guess, the strategies used in flexi schools that are working for Indigenous children and for other children, do you think that they could be incorporated into the regular schooling system in any way?
Absolutely. I think there's this idea that mainstream schools are so much bigger. So the other characteristic of a flexi school is that they're much smaller. So a typical mainstream school might have 1,000 young people or students enrolled, and a flexi school might only have 100 young people enrolled. So the ratio of staff to young people is obviously much better in a flexi school. But the principles can still be incorporated. It's not hard to pay attention to what's happening in a young person's life and get to know their name and their family and where they come from and what their interests are and how they learn. I know that it's more difficult in a mainstream school because you're dealing with larger numbers, but it's still possible. And they're really the things that young people are saying they want from going to school. They want teachers that care about them and that are interested in what they're doing. So that's just one example of, you know, transferring what happens in a flexi school to a mainstream setting. Yes, I think there's so many examples of what happens in flexi schools that could be transferred into a mainstream setting.
Dr. Marnie Shea, Senior Research Fellow at the University of Queensland, talking flexi schools with Breakfast's Rachel McDonald. You're listening to Breakfast.